Welcome back to the Three Musketeers Adventures.
Riley, you said it wrong. You're always messing everything up.
What's it gonna matter? Guys, stop fighting. It's supposed to be fun.
Fine. Well, let's talk about our adventure to the Grand Tetons National Park.
After the trip, I got more into the history, not only of the park, but of the Tetons themselves.
I know. Can you believe that the Grand Tetons were formed from underground pressure, causing two blocks of the Earth's crust? One block pushed upward for the Teton Mountains to form. Meanwhile, the other block sank to make the Jackson Hole. I mean, isn't that so interesting?
Yeah, and that the Jackson Hole was named after David Jackson, the trapping partner of Jebediah Smith.
Did you know that in 1950, Congress destroyed the nearby Jackson Hole Monument and destroyed all of its land in the Grand Tetons Park? Which is most of it. Such a sad time for the park.
Indeed. But a fact about the Tetons was that President Calvin Coolidge established the park in 1929 and was supposed to be a part of Yellowstone. Ain't that neat? Yogi Bear could have been a part of the Grand Tetons, but oh well.
That is neat, but I bet you didn't know that the Jackson Hole was established in 1931 for the purpose of fighting.
Ugh, you got me. Here's $4. Don't spend it all in one place.
I guess you don't know everything after all.
Don't shove it in. Take your money.
Why don't we stop talking about history? It's so boring.
Why don't we talk about sights and activities? It was so beautiful, and the things to do were so fun.
Oh, like the horseback riding? I know that definitely was your favorite.
You know me so well. Sioux Creek Trail Rides had to be my favorite place to go on a trail ride. I loved all the creek crossings and also the 3-hour trail rides.
I know, the trails were beautiful and the horses were amazing too. But I love the meadows. They were so peaceful. And the lakes were so pristine.
The horses were so nice and knew the trail well. It seemed like they have done it their whole life. They were so good.
Personally, my favorite activity is the Jackson Lake. I loved canoeing and paddleboarding. I also loved floating down the Snake River in my tube.
Personally, my favorite thing about the Jackson Lake was the water rafting and fishing.
I know, that was really fun, but I got a little sick. But seeing the flying fish was cool.
Alright, enough about the sights and stuff. Let's talk about that food.
So what's up with the trail rides? That was my favorite thing to do. Next time I want to go for a trail ride with my horse. Oh, dude, it'll be so fun.
But I'm hungry.
I think we all are a little hungry, to be honest. But all the mountains were so pretty. I really want to go there again sometime, but with my own horse. It would be so fun to go with her. She's really good on trail rides. She's a beautiful Pinto Arabian. I love her. I wish she could have gone with us.
Enough about your horse. How about we talk about my favorite restaurant, the Jenny Lake Lodge.
Finally, something about that food.
Bradley, what was your favorite food from the Jenny Lake Lodge?
I like the house-smoked pork coin benefit with English muffins, tomatoes, spinach, and hanadas. Just the way it smelled so good and tasted so heavenly. I'm absolutely in love with this meal, and it was only $30.
I love just the regular 2 eggs, pancakes, and sausage breakfast. It sounds simple, but boy, does it taste amazing. Mine is also $30.
I loved all the food, obviously, that I ate at the Jenny Lake Lodge. But there was one meal that I loved the most, which was the half Lockhart beef burger. The cheese melted in your mouth. The burger was cooked well, and it was also juicy. It was my favorite dish, and the price was only $18, so it was worth it. I'd say the only negative thing about Jenny Lake Lodge is if you want to make a reservation, it costs $125. But other than that, the service is great, the food is great, and the view is amazing as well. There's really nothing to complain about.
That is true, Havana. The Jenny Lake Lodge is absolutely amazing there. Really, there's nothing to complain about, other than it's quite expensive.
I made sure to leave a 5-star review, which the Jenny Lake Lodge seems to only have 5-star review and very little bad ones.
Okay, enough about food. Let's talk about some sights that you can see in the Grand Tetons. The mountains were so pretty, and some even still had snow on them.
Well, why don't we start with the Death Canyon and the things you can do and find there.
In 1899, Thomas Banton wandered into the canyon and was never seen again.
Wow, that's kind of scary if you ask me.
Oh, that's horrible! But no, it's not a problem because there are multiple trails that are great for hiking.
There are also backcountry campsites where you need to have a backcountry permit to be able to access them.
I recommend that you hike during the day in case of you getting lost, because Havana over here was reading the map for the Static Peak Divide Trail and got us lost. That's what happens when you're not very smart. Unlike me, I'm very smart.
Ha ha ha, so funny. You're not smart, because if you were, we would have made it back to the trail. But you said to go left when the right way was right.
Oh yeah, it's my fault that you decided to take us down trails that actually weren't trails, getting us more lost than we were before. And it took us twice as long to get back home.
I knew we should have gone right, but no, you decided to go with Riley's idea.
Oh, it's my fault, Morgan. Riley got us in this mess. You're both making me mad.
Guys, let's just move on.
Yeah, we all know it was Riley's fault. No need to prolong the subject.
You know what?
Cat got your tongue?
You know what? It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm this close to losing it! If I haven't already. But you know what I mean, Day!
Hey, listen, mister. I don't accept this type of attitude, so let's move on with it being your fault. Thank you.
This is supposed to be fun, so please stop fighting!
Tell Riley that.
I'm telling you both that.
Okay, let's talk about the Tetons.
Good idea, Havana.
I know, because I'm full of good ideas, unlike Riley.
Don't shove it in, Miss Sarcasm.
Smarty pants.
Can we not fight for once? I'm tired of this fighting.
Okay, I call truce for now.
All right. But you better not have your fingers crossed.
Oh, I don't. Well, overall, I'd say our trip was great, other than Riley over here being a smarty pants getting us lost. But other than that, we had a great time, and I highly recommend you come to visit the Grand Tetons National Park.
I love the trail ride, so if you're a horse person, go to the Grand Tetons and go to the Swift Creek and do the 3-hour trail ride. You would love it.
Well, until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, that's my line. You always do this, Riley.
Get over yourself, Day.
You are below the line, Riley. I will not let you steal my day. You do not talk back to me like that. It is unacceptable.
Well, see you next time on the Three Musketeers. Bye!